This is the audio guide covering the promenade layout for Core Exiles. This guide won't be that long, I'll be going into a few things. First, I'll start off by going over what the links are at the top of the promenade. Then I will get into the layout of the table where the actual stores are located. I'll point out some of the differences between a player settlement and a planet. And I'll slightly cover going into a store and viewing it and actually interacting with the stores on the promenade. I already have Core Exiles open, so I'm going to go ahead and get logged in. So there's a few ways to get to the main body of the promenade. I can either search ASS to jump to the assets tab and then hit down arrow, or since you just heard that's a table from the top of the page, I can hit control home and then T. This jumps me directly to the table, which is the actual start of the body, and then I can just hit down arrow from here and go into the actual main chunk of the page. I'm going to go ahead and hit up arrow to get up to the top of it, and then I will go down through the different options and lay out what each of them are for everyone to hear. As with the other guides, for the link at the top of the page, I will give a short description of what each of them are, so you're a little bit more aware of what everything is on the page, not just where it's located and how to navigate to it. So I'm going to hit down arrow now. What you're hearing here is a little bit of status about the current location I'm at. I'll go through it one by one. This is letting me know I'm located at Starbase 51. TL is the tech law, it's letting me know it's at 10. If I was at a player settlement, the number after this would be a tax for the settlement I'm located at. That can range from maybe 1 to 5% or higher, I don't remember off the top of my head. The tax is the amount the settlement owner makes off any purchases that happen at their settlement. Directly under this, we're going to get into the links at the top of the table. I will not be using table commands at this point, I will still just be using down arrow to go through the table. First off, we have your secure store. This essentially works as a promenade-based ship store for all of your equipment that would otherwise be stored in your ship store. It is completely voluntary whether you want to use it or not, and like your ship store, it has unlimited storage for free. Really, the only benefit to using this is saving clutter on your ship store. So if you have 100 weapons in your ship, you could store 95 of them in your secure store, and then only have the 5 that you might use for any occasion in your ship at any point in time. It cuts down on page loads and also makes it easier to find what equipment you want to use when you want to use it versus going through a table with 100 different items in it. One thing to note is that the secure store is not location based, meaning I could store all of my weapons at Starbase 51 and then go to any secure store in the game at any other location and have the weapons automatically couriered to me for free, no charge, I just get them in my ship store automatically. You might be wondering what the point of the secure store is, as your ship store has unlimited storage anyway. I couldn't exactly answer that as I do not use it, but a lot of people do, and I think the main reason is just to save clutter in your ship store. Under the ship store, we have bank. This is in case you don't want to store all of your credits on your ship, you can then put them in the bank and they'll be safe for you. That being said, they're not really in any danger. If you have them on your ship, you're not going to get them stolen from you. The only fear might be making an accidental purchase. That's the main reason I put my credits in the bank. So when I'm in a store, I don't accidentally hit the wrong button and buy something that costs 100 million credits and I'm out that cash with no way to get it back. The bank does offer loans and stocks, but I wouldn't bother wasting your time and money on that in the beginning or at the end. Stocks are very finicky and you're not going to make any real amount of money on them. When it comes to loans, you can get someone to loan you something in-game and they will give it to you interest-free and for an actual amount versus the very small amounts the bank offers you. Under the bank, we have the ship hangar. If you have a universal hangar license or UHL, Eloquent says it UL, so I usually just pronounce it UL. If you have one, this is where you would switch out ships, store your ships. I probably should back up and say the universal hangar license is what allows you to own more than one ship at once, and you can put one in a dry dock in one of these facilities, the ship hangar, and it will be stored there until you want to get back into it and use it. It also allows you to buy ships from other people or to sell your old ship. So if you have a ship that you no longer want and you want to put it up for sale, you can put it for sale in the ship hangar. That allows anyone to buy it, and when they do, you're automatically set the credits in a PM. If you want to own a player-made ship down the road, you need to have a hangar license in order to buy it from the ship crafter. You can get the hangar license for festive points in the store. That's the best way to get it. And I think it's 2,000, which is not that hard with all the different festive events that are always going on in Core Exiles. Unlike the secure store, your ship hangar is location-based, meaning if I store a ship at Starbase 51, the only way I can get back into that ship is by traveling to Starbase 51, getting out of the ship I'm currently in, storing it at Starbase 51, and getting into the ship that I had stored there. It does come with a free shuttle when you get the license, so you can fly around in a Well, it's just a shuttle. You can't put any equipment on it and fly in between different locations. So you could get out of a ship at one location and then use your shuttle to go get in a ship at another location. Under the ship hangar, we have view docked players. This allows you to see a list of everyone who's docked at the planet or settlement you're at. They will all show up in a table. It will give you their captain name, captain level, guild they're in, and I believe a button to PM them. Pretty self-explanatory. I've never used it, but if you want to PM random people at your location, I guess you could use it for that. Up to this point, every single store or facility that I've listed at the top will be located at every single planet. However, the next one, the
passenger office,
is not at every single planet or settlement. I believe it may be at almost every single actual planet, but for a player settlement, the owner of the settlement has to actually put a passenger office on their settlement, and not all settlement owners choose to do that. If you have a passenger cabin or passenger pods fitted, this is where you would go to pick up group or single passengers and then haul them to their location. If you want to know more about passengers, I would suggest going and finding a primer in the forum somewhere and reading that, getting up to date. There might be a guide in the help and guide section as well. Either way, go check that out. The collection point is where you would go if someone has transferred you something in game, whether that be resources or equipment. If they're docked, they can transfer the item to you and it will be stored in the collection point at that location until you travel to that location and pick it up. If you have something waiting for you, you can click on the collection point, see where it's at, what they're charging you, who transferred it to you, but you do have to travel to the location where it is to actually pick it up. If it was an accident or you no longer want the item, you can reject it from any location, but you want to be careful to make sure you're not rejecting something on accident that you actually want to pick up, because then you have to wait for the person to transfer it to you again, and people will get rather annoyed if that's a common mistake you make. The collection point is located at every single planet, by the way. The manufacturing facility is where you would go for crafting. You have to have all the resources for the craft stored locally where you're crafting at. If you want more information, there is a guide in the help and guide section of the account tab. I'm sure there's also primers in the forums. And if you wish to check out how to craft using a screen reader, better understanding of the layout of the pages, there is a crafting and manufacturing guide in the screen reader section of BSG here. Now, there is no repair service at Starbase 51, but another option you may see at the top of the promenade is a repair service, and you can go there, pay credits, and you can get your ship repaired at the repair facility. I would not suggest using that, as it costs money. You're much better off just undocking and going to repair options and using a EBK or Omega drones to fix your ship. However, because there is no repair service here, once I hit down arrow, I will start getting into the actual table headers for the store listing on the promenade. I'm going to go ahead and do that now.
Name.
We have name. Obviously, that's just the name of the store.
Type.
Type would be letting you know what it is, whether it's a ship store, schematic store, resources, hauling, cargo service, so on and so forth, whatever it might be.
Stock value.
The stock value, that is what the current price is on the stock market for, I believe, one share in that company. The difference between a planet, which I am at now, and a player settlement is in this column, you will see a discount. This is because player settlements offer a discount to the main NPC store, so you don't end up paying as much as you would at a planet. So if you need to buy something, always buy it from a player settlement. Preferably a player you know and you want to support, as they will get a portion of the money directly to their settlement account. And then we have view, which is a column that just has all the buttons to view whatever store you want to go ahead and enter into. I'm going to go ahead and hit up arrow and go back to name. And now I'm going to be using table commands. That is alt and control. And then you can use either up, down, left, or right to move up, down, left, or right one table cell within the table you're in. So I'm going to hit alt, control, down arrow. And because I'm in the name column, you'll see that the first store is a Shard.
Commercial store, transport,
storage, Joe Supplies. Join us, Hawk Greeter. If you're just starting the game, this is where you go for your first NPC mission. This is where you start. It's a built-in tutorial into the game. The Emporium, where players can list stores. Sonar Solutions, that's a system store. Lock and Load is a weapon store. Omnitech, another weapon store. What I'm doing is hitting Alt Control Right arrow to go to the next column over to tell me the type. Let's say I was to do this with Omnitech. Obviously, I have weapon store. I'll control right again. The stock value is 850.
New button, column 4.
I'm going to go left to go to the beginning again.
Undock from Starbase
51. Down arrow, I have the undock from Starbase, and that is obviously that bottom of the promenade. If I hit down arrow after this, there's nothing, and it just puts me in what I call the bottom footer section. If I were at a player settlement, there'd be some numbers down there letting me know what the current player has researched as far as settlement events go. Either way, it's useless information to someone just visiting the settlement. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and hit Control Home and then B, Hit up arrow a couple times to get to the name of the first door, which is Ashar. Now what I'm going to do is enter into OmniText, so I'm writing my table down. Okay, now I'm going to hit B from here, and it will jump me to the view button. Now the page I'm on now is the confirmation page, giving me some information about the store I just chose to view, and a button to go into the actual store. If you want to enter into the store, it's very simple, just hit B.
Enter OmniText store button.
You'll always have that button, enter so-and-so store, whatever you clicked on. If you do not wish to enter the store, just control home, hit V, and that is exit to promenade. Now I'm going to go ahead and go back in there real quick. And I'm going to show you how to read the description quick. If you hit B, Shift G, jumps you to the Assets tab, and then as you know, a down arrow brings me to the body of the page, and I'm just going to hit Control down arrow and read the different paragraphs giving you the description of the store.
OmniTech is the most respected and reliable manufacturer of technology goods in the human sphere. OmniTech may not boast the most advanced cutting-edge systems, but they can claim a 99.4% reliability rating on everything they sell. OmniTech technology is never far behind the industry leaders, and they are fairly priced to make in the OmniTech store must for all captains when they are outfitting their ships. Enter OmniTech store button, visit link graphic mailbox for...
So as you heard, that just gives me a short little description about the store, and I could choose to either view it, but I'm choosing to exit to promenade, as I don't want to go view it. If you want to go into your bank or secure store quick, you can just go to the top of the page, hit T, and then down arrow, or you could always just search bank for the secure store. You can always just search PASS for passengers, just search PASS. It's pretty straightforward. Same searching applies as I went over in the earlier guides. When possible, always search the last letter of the first word and the first letter of the second word, and that will almost always jump you directly to what you want. Or you can just hit T and then down arrow, table. T jumps you to the first table and then down arrow. That will jump you to the, well, it's not an actual list, but the list of links at the top of the table. Real quick, I'm going to go ahead and undock from Starbase 51 and go to another planet. I'm going to go to Eden. Just to show you, so from the top here we have CSTS, Commercial Store Transport, Storage, Joe's Supplies, that is another NPC, Eden Resources, that is for extracting, Saber Shields, that is a shield store, Stanson Labs, my bad, that's another shield store, Goodman is a weapon store, high-tech weapon, and then undock from Eden. I'm going to check the links up at the top. We have Secure Store, Bank, Ship Hangar, Players, Passengers, Collection, and we have a repair service at this one, but as you notice, no manufacturing facility. I just did this to point out that every single promenade is different, and you're not going to get the same options at every single one. You're going to want to pick a home base at some point that has all the options you need, preferably all the stores you'd use the most, and all the top link resources, whether it's repair or manufacturing or passengers, that you're going to want to be using the most as well. That's really all there is to say about the promenade layout. If you're still wondering about any parts of it, you can check out the text guide, and hopefully that will help you out.